Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, Biblical Evidence for the Humanity of Christ. The last post in our study of Great Doctrines of the Bible by Martin Lloyd-Jones examined the biblical evidence for the deity of Christ. Today's post provides biblical evidence for the humanity of Christ as it's covered in chapter 24 of volume 1. Scripture teaches that Jesus was truly human, and Lloyd-Jones states, quote, "We cannot arrive at an adequate doctrine of the person without looking carefully at the evidence which is provided in the scriptures for his humanity," end quote. Here are some biblical evidences of his humanity. The virgin birth. While showing his deity, the virgin birth also testifies to his humanity. He was born of a woman in a human body, not simply an appearance of humanity or a phantom body, but a true human being. Human names are ascribed to Jesus. In 1 Timothy 2:5, Paul states, quote, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ," end quote. The man Jesus Christ. Also, the phrase "the Son of Man" is used over 80 times in the Gospels. Number 3. Jesus took on human nature. John 1:14 says the Word was made flesh. Hebrews 2:14 says that he himself likewise took part of the same, referring to flesh and blood. In John 4, the woman at the well recognized that Jesus looked like a human. Specifically, he looked like a Jew. Even after the resurrection, he had a human body, as seen in John 20:27. He has a human body even in glory, Acts 7:55-56. Number 4, Jesus grew and developed as a human. He grew like any normal child, Luke 2:40. Hebrews 5:8 argues, quote, "Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered." Number 5, his humanity on this earth was limited. We see such limitation in Mark 13:32, where even the Son doesn't know the day of the Lord. He also showed physical human limitations, such as in John 4, where he is weary. He falls asleep at times, Mark 4. He was hungry, Mark 13. He was thirsty, John 19, and experienced physical agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Ultimately, he died, which Lloyd-Jones says is the ultimate proof of his humanity. Number 6, Jesus was tempted. Hebrews 2:18 points this out, and Hebrews 4:15 states, quote, "He was tempted as we are, yet without sin," end quote. We see the gospel accounts of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. Number 7, Jesus prayed and depended on the Holy Spirit. He prayed all night before choosing his disciples and constantly went to find solitude to pray. He was given power by the Holy Spirit, and even though he was God, Acts 10:38, he had the Spirit in fullness, John 3:34. Number 8, Jesus referred to God as his God. In John 20:17, Jesus says, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Number 9, Scripture claims that he is human and sinless. It does so in passages such as Hebrews 2:17, Luke 1:35, and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Lloyd-Jones states, quote, "We see the importance of asserting at one and the same time the doctrine of his true humanity and yet also the doctrine of his complete sinlessness." Why does it matter? Why do we consider the humanity of Jesus absolutely vital? Jesus' humanity is vital for him to be a sympathetic high priest. Hebrews 4:15 says it this way, quote, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect was tempted as we are," end quote. However, perhaps the most significant importance of the humanity of Jesus is answered in question 26 of the Heidelberg Catechism. The question is this: why must he be a true and righteous man? And here's the answer. He must be a true man because the justice of God requires that the same human nature which has sinned should pay for sin. He must be a righteous man because one who himself is a sinner cannot pay for others. Humanity rebelled against God. Thus, in order to pay the required payment, a human had to be punished. Jesus is the only one who is worthy to do so because he was a sinless human being. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.